Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means the first hour will be dedicated to the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host Rob Regish, where he answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, and more. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by elite powerlifter and a guy who is changing the way people get strong, and that is Chris Duffin. We'll be interviewing him during the second hour to talk about properly loaded human movement. And it's going to be a really interesting discussion, I can promise you that. Couple announcements. The Secret Word Contest this week, the winner will receive 4 jugs of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum. That's a full kilo of colostrum worth over $200. When you hear the secret word during a commercial break, email it into onair at superhumanradio.com and you're entered for the secret word contest. Also, you can get a free sample of Crealkalin or Carbolin by going to the Superhuman Radio website. Bottom right-hand side of the website, you'll see a banner ad that says Ask the Scientist. I forgot to mute that. Go to that banner ad, click it, and ask Dr. Jeff for free samples. Don't forget to include your mailing address so he can mail it to you.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Doing fantastic, man. How about you?
Wonderful. We have a couple announcements to make, right?
Yeah, a couple big announcements. The first of which, you want me to announce it?
Yeah, please, please.
Well, today's a big day, meaning it's Nicholas Maximus, my son's birthday.
Yay! How old is he?
Yeah, he's 10 years old today.
10? Holy mackerel.
Yeah, hard to believe.
Time has gone so fast.
He is, man, and he's growing up fast, and he's strong and healthy.
Are you taking him to the gym with you?
Yeah, you know, he's starting to tag along and ask questions, so that's a great sign, man. I can't wait to start him out on some hardcore calisthenics.
That's awesome. That's really, really awesome. What's the other announcement you have?
Well, the other big announcement is this. It is finally here. The Blueprint 4.0 pre-launch is live and up for sale on CoachRobRegish.com. And the 4.0 system, as I call it, is going to include the following brand new information. Hyperplasia in humans, how to. The best growth stimulus programs and how to stack them for growing muscle months on end. 5 little discussed gray market supplements for drug-like gains, and then revealed the single best VO2 max performance enhancer and liver detoxifying agent in existence. Now, the training and dietary modules are available immediately. The gray market supplement guide and the alternative supplement stack for 2016 will follow shortly thereafter. They're in legal right now. But I can say this. I have no hesitation in saying it either. 4.0 is going to grow more muscle than 2.0, 3.0, and the Meteoric combined, which is really saying something.
Why is that? What are you leveraging with what you built into this new 4.0 version?
Well, first and foremost, it leverages and includes all of the information in 2.0, 3.0, the Blueprint Meteoric. Those all come with the system. So as we've learned over, almost a decade now of using those things in practice, we, of course, have distilled that information into 4.0. But beyond that, what's really exciting to me is the information about hyperplasia and how that can actually happen in humans. They know from studies that they've proven it in mammals, You've probably seen the studies done by Jose Antonio,
right.
Joey Antonio.
Right.
But suffice it to say, the only thing that explains muscle growth like this is hyperplasia. You'll get it through sarcoplasmic hypertrophy. You'll get it through myofibular hypertrophy in 4.0, but you'll also get it through hyperplasia, and that is the game changer.
Excellent, excellent. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. The first question comes from Mike Bischoff. He says, I just got a new program, and it's using a lower-carb diet. Not low-carb, just lower. The exercises are mostly new, as are the rest periods and even rep ranges. I have to say, though, after 1 week, I'm not feeling pumped up. Am I doing anything wrong, or do you have any idea what's going on? Whose program did he get?
I don't know. I don't know. But this is something that comes up all the time, right? And there's a lot of things going on that contribute to this kind of uneasiness. So let's take a look at what those might be. First, he indicated he just got a new program, but he's not feeling pumped up. There's a danger here in using the word feeling, right? Feelings are subjective. In my opinion, feelings belong on Oprah. They've got no place in strength training. It sells a lot of pre-workouts feelings and NO2 products, but the ultimate result from those, which is zero muscle growth, should tell you something. You know, feelings mean jack. In order to objectively measure progress on any program, mine, you know, or anybody's, you need concrete things to measure. Things like, strength, reps, how many reps you're getting, how much weight you're lifting, total tonnage move per unit of time, and the tape measure. You know, I can't tell you the number of guys who don't quote-unquote feel like they're getting anywhere until I point out they dropped a half inch off their waist and got 5 more pounds or a rep on their bench press. You know, that kind of progress adds up. Second, right. A lower carb diet can convey the feeling of flattening out a
right.
little bit, especially,
right.
you know, depending on your somatotype. So if you remember, muscle is 70% water. The suffix is hydrate. When the carbs go out, so does the water, right? So although you're going to be losing around the waist too, some of it may come out of your muscles. You know, if that's you, glycerol is quite likely your friend. A tablespoon or two prior to the workout or mixed into your intra-workout drink does wonders, you know, keeping water in the muscle and drawing it from under the skin. There is a shrink wrap kind of cosmetic effect associated with it, which, you know, a lot of folks come to appreciate. Finally, you know, you've been on the program for barely a week here. You need to give it some time, right? Even anabolics don't work their magic that fast. It seems to be a problem with a lot of the younger guys that I talk to. Nothing, and listen, this was me too back in the day, but it's magnified today. Nothing ever happens fast or dramatic enough. I wish I had an answer for you here, but the reality is that it takes some time to build a quality physique, and that's just the truth of the matter. You know, if it wasn't, you could come off the streets never having trained a day in your life and walk out there 6 weeks later, right, looking like Mr. Olympia. It's not happening. These infomercials that you see where guys look completely different in 90 days, I've been at those photo shoots. I've seen the duct tape they put around their back so that they pull the waist in a few inches. You know, I've seen the guys pumping up with free weights as they're advertising machines that they're selling.
Well, and even the lighting. When you look at the lighting, they got the guy, he's got a sad face, he's slouching, and he's in darkness in the before picture. And then in the after picture, he's in bright light, he's smiling, he's standing up straight. That alone makes you go, wow, he looks so different, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And so when you're evaluating these programs, first, forget the before and after pictures. I mean, 90% of them are doctored, and that's not you anyway. You know, they're going to have some sort of disclaimer that says not typical of results. All right? What is important to keep in mind is this. Yes, you can make some pretty dramatic changes in a relatively short period of time if you're on the right program. It's not going to happen in a week, though.
It's not going to happen. Let's be honest with people. It's not going to happen in 2 months. You're going to see changes. But, this is a lifestyle for a reason. It doesn't happen in 2 weeks. And guess what the good news is? You don't lose it in 2 weeks either.
Yeah. And for the, for all those people that are seeing changes, positive or negative, feeling fuller, feeling flatter, 90% of that comes down to water. And we just discussed an example on the low-carb diet. But guess what? Back in the day, methyl one test, you could hop on that stuff and put on a pound a day for 2 weeks minimum. And I'm not joking. And it was all in the muscles.
And
painful. This is true. It was painful. It was downright painful. You felt like you got stung by a hive of bees. Your blood pressure was up. You were out of breath everywhere you went. Because how does the cardiovascular system keep up with a pound a day? It can't. Now, you're looking like $1 million, but, jeez, there's a price to pay. And what happened when you came off it? You lost a pound a day or more every time you used the bathroom because, it was water. So don't let water throw you. Keep expectations in check and keep hammering away and realize that, going up 5 pounds and a rep on an exercise every week is a big deal, especially for a guy that's been in this game for a long time and can keep that up over 6 to 8 weeks.
What I don't understand, if someone were to say, hey, I want to go to school to become whatever, pick a profession, and that it's a 4-year degree, and then somebody else says, look, man, I know a website. You can go and you can get that degree in 3 weeks. Would you go, oh, yeah, why would I want to go for a 4-year degree at an accredited school when I can get the same thing? Because you can't get the same thing in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But when we look at our bodies and our desire to change our bodies, we think that someone has the magic to make a change in 3 weeks. It doesn't happen. All right. Dan Zeipel says, you've designed some pretty impressive products, Synthogen and Progenidrex. A lot of these ingredients have been used before, though. So I'm wondering how yours work so much better, assuming you have access to the same stuff everyone else does. What gives?
Well, I'm going to caveat this by saying I'm not the only successful formulator of product, but how I approach them is different. Now, having said that, the process is complex. It is painstakingly slow, but it's very rewarding, right? When I get feedback like, this has allowed me to break a plateau I've been at for years, or it's healed my injuries, that hits home. And you're correct, Dan, in that I don't have access to, super special stuff. It's the same stuff everyone else does, which begs the question, why do my products work so differently? Couple reasons. First, many of the clues I found to proper product formulations, they actually reside in the past. Right now, I have perused the literature of some of the best minds in our business, like Rick Bruner, he's the former CEO of Athletica, Dan Duchesne, Pat Arnold, and I've had many conversations with very generous individuals in the past, like Dr. Connolly, Ron Kramer, and other lesser-known folks who have been immensely helpful to me. In fact, I would say Bruner's works alone were 25 years ahead of their time. He was experimenting with intra-workout low-molecular-weight proteins under 400 daltons before anyone else was even reading about them or talking about them. He also had a firm grasp on ECDI and other adaptogens and how best to integrate them into training cycles. The key being, he didn't just look at any one ingredient in isolation. He took into account timing, its synergy with other ingredients, food, and a myriad of different training stimuli. Now, compare and contrast that with today's approach, where people are just, companies are scratching around for obscure compounds supported only by some even more obscure studies, which are usually bought and paid for. Big difference. Now, with respect to me using the same ingredients as previously offered, in some cases, in most cases in my products, that's true, but with two big caveats. One, I always spring for the real McCoy. And two, I always take into account what other ingredients complement and potentiate it. Now, as an example, plenty of products use Rapanticum carthamoids, right? And they usually get it out of China. Well, guess what? I've had it analyzed. It's usually a sprinkling of RCE, but the rest is spiked with 20-hydroxyectosterone, almost all of it from Cyanotis vaga. Some purported RCE is 100% Cyanotis vaga. I get the real deal, and that's why you see the feedback that you do. It's ice cream to horse manure, folks. No contest. And finally, there's a lot to be said about combining the right ingredients in the right way. You will likely never see me roll out a single ingredient formula. Why is that? For the same reason, right? A great chef uses multiple ingredients. It makes for a much more effective dish. So if your current supplement du jour isn't taking all of that into account, you need to ask yourself and the company in question. This is something nobody does, but you need to do it. You need to ask them why. And if you don't get a satisfactory answer, it's time to move on. Thanks for your question, Dan.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question from Bobby Barlow. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Rob Regish. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about his products and offerings. And check out Blueprint 4.0. It's here. Many of you have been waiting. The wait is over. We'll be right back.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Syntagen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Where you are, man?
My girl just caught me.
I made her catch you?
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. The next question comes from Bobby Varlow. He says, pain relief, I need it. I've got various aches and pains that I no longer want to treat with Advil, ibuprofen, and the like. Speaking of which, can you tell me the positive negatives of these over-the-counter medications, along with some non-drugs solutions that might help me?
Yeah, there's been a lot of conflicting research on Advil, ibuprofen, aspirin, et cetera, over the years, but I'll try and give you my take on them. I think aspirin has value, although in most cases I'd opt for the herbal alternative, white willow bark.
Bingo.
I got to look for that myself. As for ibuprofen and the like, best for anyone under the age of a senior citizen to stay away. As NSAIDs have, by and large, been shown to impair protein synthesis. Now, there is one study in older people showing a trend towards better protein synthesis, but, frankly, I think there are far, far better options out there to address that particular issue.
Let's not forget the potential to lower testosterone levels, which was shown in a study with pregnant women who were carrying male babies. There may be a reduction in testosterone levels when using certain NSAIDs.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that one.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So with respect to pain relief, Cesis quadrangularis is for sure at the top of the heap, in my opinion, followed closely thereafter by curcumin. Now, metacurcumin is being that's my preferred brand. Actually, I shouldn't say that. The people I talk to, it's either curcumin or Cesis. I think you would be wise to maybe use both of them. Along with a little discussed but way overlooked Boswellia serrata, which you want to look for one that's standardized for boswellic acids. It is a fantastic anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving herb, and it works almost immediately. Now, that assumes your anti-inflammatory omega-3 bases are already covered, as well as you're steering clear of foods that cause inflammation. So, further out on the spectrum is DMSO, or dimethyl sulfoxide, which, although it's not approved for human use, has, of course, been used successfully to treat injuries. Now, I can recall when I was researching DMSO, I went to a racetrack, right, to learn more about it, and I was asking a trainer who was working on a horse. He was, bent down. He was working on his shoe or something. So I asked him, one, if it worked, and two, if it was safe. He looked at me, and he said, there are no placebo effects on horses, boss. Mm-hmm. And then I asked him again if it worked. And he looked up again at me and he said, you see this horse? it's worth a lot more alive than you are dead. And he was right. Yeah, he's right. So I got his point. Which brings me to research peptides. I have found TB500, ModGRF129 paired with Ipramorelin, GHRP2 or 6, those GH-releasing peptides, excellent, all right, for all of my lab animals' injuries. Their tendonitis gets much better. Everything gets better. Carl, you can probably weigh in with more experience on some of the more esoteric.
Yeah, I would think that mechanogrowth growth factor and is probably a really important peptide for recovery. And you know, a lot of pain is just poor recovery. A lot of pain, I mean, I'm talking about muscle pain. You know, I don't mean joint pain. But a lot of muscle pain is just a result of muscle that did not recover completely. And things like mechanogrowth growth factor, MGF, can aid you with that. You just do, and I would inject it in the site-specific area. You don't have to go into the muscle. Just subcutaneous in that area so it gets to that tissue first before it starts circulating around the body.
Wow. Would you say that works faster than MGF works faster than the GH-releasing peptide?
I absolutely think so because it's more specific to that repairing muscle. When it's, you know, when I tore my hamstrings, I actually injected directly into the muscle fairly large doses of mechanogrowth growth factor. And my hamstrings didn't reattach, but the injury resolved very, very fast.
Wow! So very cool.
Yeah, and I know some physicians that work with professional athletes who swear by MGF for recovery in the off season.
Yeah.
So
interesting stuff.
All right, so the next question comes from Eric Hegstrand. He says, I'm running into a problem with rest between sets. Just can't seem to recover fast enough to do the next set any justice. I'm just gassed and not nearly as strong as I should be. Creatine isn't helping here, and neither are my pre-workout supplements. Any tips? I got one. Go ahead. You go first.
You know, first and foremost, you should be looking at your training, you know. And here's a question. It might sound out of left field at first, but does your cardio reflect your weight training? Because if it doesn't, it should. Here's what I mean by that. Let's say the duration of your set or your supersets last 1 minute, and you rest between sets, it lasts 2 minutes. You're resting 2 minutes in between sets. Why are you still doing 40 minutes of steady state, low intensity cardio? You know, it's far better to get on a bike and sprint for 1 minute and then pedal at an easy pace for 2 minutes, thus mimicking your weight training. Now, you're going to be surprised, if not shocked, just how much that trick helps you next time you hit the weights. Now, beyond that, I have found, yes, some products are helpful. Cortigen 5 comes to mind. I hadn't originally thought about that, but it's a really good product to increase your wind. But the others are, you know, the first one that you try to get sold on, or the industry will try to sell you on, rather, is beta-alanine. Now, it's a great ingredient, but unless you're working in a really high rep range, it isn't very noticeable, in my opinion, and takes time to build into the muscle. Instead, I would look into something called IP6, or inositol hexaphosphate. What IP6 is it's a source of phosphates which just so happen to have a lot of research behind them insofar as performance enhancement. You can go back and see where this stuff was kind of creatine before creatine came along. The trouble is phosphate loading is usually attempted using baking soda, and you need a lot of it. And it takes some time to load, you know, days, in fact, and God forbid you try and rush that process before a big event. Keep the Charmin handy. The stuff will tear up your stomach. IP6, on the other hand, it's well-tolerated, and it reliably results in more reps every time. It stacks well with creatine, and it absolutely squelches lactic acid. I can remember the first time I used it, I was box squatting just 30 seconds in between sets. I was really pushing it, and I was struggling due to the fact that my legs were cramping up. Well, IP6 before that workout took care of that. No leg cramps, no lactic acid, bro.
Okay, so here's something I would consider trying, and I actually do this. Deep breathing and walking in between sets. You would be surprised how quickly you can recover just by walking off a set. Don't just finish your set and stand there and pant. Hit the ground and just walk. I do two laps around the gym in between sets. I get my cardio in that way, but more importantly, I recover so much faster. Also, focus on your breathing. Try deep breathing. After a set is done and you're walking, focus on your breathing. Make sure you're getting full lung capacity in. Hold it for a couple seconds and then blow it out. You may look foolish, or you may think you look foolish to the other people around the gym, but don't worry about them. It's about this next set, right? So try walking in between sets and try deep breathing in between sets and see if you don't come back stronger after a set instead of weaker. Try that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of six ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers. Guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Chris Duffin. For those of you who don't know who he is, you're going to love this interview. So, Ricky Price says, I've been training for 6 months and really like what I'm hearing you say about getting as big as possible during my teen years. Yeah, find a teenager who doesn't want to be a monster. I want to start the blueprint, but confused where to start. Should I run the blueprint 2.0, 3.0, 4.0, etc.? I also bought the Meteoric, but have emailed you questions about that.
Yeah. Well, I honestly don't know where to start with this guy. All right. Now, there's a lesson in all of this, but you need to hear what happened first. Ricky here PM'd me on Facebook about a month ago with tons of questions. So I suggested we talk on the phone first, given he had numerous questions and they covered a wide range of topics and he just kept going and going. So he did call one weekend and we spoke for about an hour. 19 years old, training for 6 months, and even that was on and off. He wanted, you know, he just wants to get big fast and keep his six pack. At the time, I suggested he buy 2.0, but he said he got to reading and then thought something that built muscle and burned body fat sounded even better. So that's why he bought the Meteoric. And he then called me with all kinds of questions about the workout, the diet, and gave me a half dozen reasons why he couldn't follow many of the recommendations, including the supplement recommendations. And when I pointed out they were just that, recommendations, and the system works fine without the supplements, he said, okay, but I need to be taking something. He said, I can't use creatine because it bloats me. What about pro-hormones? Stop. Stop. I told him I was refunding his money, at which point he got upset. And the simple truth of the matter is that at this point in his training career, he doesn't need the blueprint. he can gain just fine, probably for years, on blender drinks, pyramids, 5x5, and virtually any progressive overload scheme out there. Except he won't. He's all over the place. He's program hopping, even during our marathon phone conversations. So at this point now, I've invested 2 hours on the phone with him. He's no closer to making up his mind, but the grandiose plans just keep coming. I didn't tell him this, but here's really the crux of the issue. He lacked the emotional maturity to run something like the blueprint. And those kind of advanced techniques are for when he needs them. And frankly, that's years from now, not today. Now, he didn't take it too well, although I tried to break it to him gently. Lord knows where he's going to be in a month or a year or even 10 years. But here's what's important to you. Before committing yourself to my or anybody's program, you need to make a decision to give it 100% and not go program hopping, right, before you finish the course. That's easier said than done, so just take stock of what you really want to do before squandering your time and energy. And I can say that, by the way, because I've made that mistake in the past, and I gave up on a lot of good programs because of it.
Okay. The next question, comes from Seth Flanders. Seth says, the Warrior Diet, whatever you call it, intermittent fasting, I tried it. All I got was lightheaded. Then again, some days I felt better than others. How can I tell what diet is right for me?
That's a good question. But how can you tell it's right for you? The same way you would evaluate different training programs. Trial and error with objective diagnostics like the tape measure and blood glucose meters. Now, yes, you know, you can narrow the field substantially. Whether you're going to me or a guy like Brooke Kubik or whoever, they can narrow it down for you for, I think there were at last count, over 800 diet books on the market. I've narrowed it to about four to six different approaches that I've seen people have a high success rate in the general training population. So imagine how much it can cut down for you. But like training, right, there are a multitude of different dietary approaches. And intermittent fasting is one of the more discussed ones on the boards. Part of this is due to the fact that it has such a high success rate in the general population. And it's building some intriguing science behind it, too. That doesn't mean it's right for everyone, or even right all the time. So let me explain what I mean by that. There are days your body will thrive on intermittent fasting. You will breeze through them with little hunger. You'll have a clear mind and few, if any, issues. Not coincidentally, I found, these are usually the days where you're busy, and you've had a good night's sleep, and everything just seems to flow. But I had one of these the other day. On other times, you're going to be hungry, you're going to be crabby, and you're generally going to have a feeling that something is not quite right. When that happens, it's important to go with the flow and listen to what your body's telling you. Eat something. That something needn't be a big meal, right? It may be something as simple as a cheese omelet or a handful of nuts, something that doesn't raise insulin. Try not to take the all-or-nothing approach, as usually a small meal like that or grazing will help. If you look at the available literature on diets, you will find evidence that a low-fat diet, a low-protein diet, a low-carb diet, a low-calorie diet, X, Y, and Z diets all work for fat loss. What is the one tie that binds in almost all of those? They keep insulin steady. That and they're measuring a change in someone's diet over a specific period of time. So just try to listen to what your body is telling you. reading its signals, which only comes with time and experience. So in summary, try not to feel like a failure if you have a day or even a few days like this. You know, if it becomes a common occurrence, intermittent fasting may not be for you, then it's time to move on. But you will only know that from experience, trial, and error.
The ability to function while fasting is something that you must acquire, like strength.
I agree.
Metabolic flexibility does not happen overnight. Just because you can force yourself to go without food for 24 hours doesn't mean that your body can function optimally. I had one of my best training days after fasting for 3 days.
Wow.
But I trained legs. But I didn't just come out and do that. I had been doing intermittent fasting for a couple years. I had regularly fast for 24 hours, eased into longer periods of time easily, and got to that point. Yes, you will be lightheaded if you are not metabolically flexible. If your body is still looking for blood sugar and blood sugar is dropping, the first thing that happens is lightheadedness after a set.
Yeah.
So don't discount intermittent fasting. Forget about trying to train while you're fasted. Use it on your off days where you're just going to do light cardio. And give yourself 5, 6, 7 months to become acclimated to the body to get used to what it needs to do in a fasted state. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with the blueprint tip of the day. Check out CoachRobRegish.com. You'll love it when you get there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Before we get into the blueprint tip of the day, Rob, have you ever heard of a young man named George Leeman, L-E-E-M-A-N?
No, new one on me.
Go to YouTube later on and search for George Leeman. He's 23 years old, 800 pounds for 8 reps.
And what?
Deadlift.
Wow.
Big boy, 23 years old. You're gonna remember this name because you're going to see this guy in World's Strongest Man competition someday, assuming he doesn't injure himself. George Leeman, L-E-E-M-A-N. Okay, so let's get to it. The blueprint tip of the day. What is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Well, it's persistence and why you need it to succeed. Now, a lot of listeners are going to tune out after hearing that headline, which is too bad because it's the one thing that will improve their chances of being successful in this game. So let's define what that is, though. Before we go any further, successful strength training should make you a happier, healthier person. That's it. No world records, no Mr. Olympia titles, no pro contracts. Those things, they're all well and good, of course, but you can count the number of people with them on one hand, maybe two. So let's take a look at what it takes to be happier and healthier. You only get there through exercising good habits and good judgments in this sport, and that can be really, really difficult. As I've said many times before, progress isn't linear in this game. It's far from it. It seems to come and go in waves, and your job is to be there, right, to catch a wave. There isn't a chance, but a certainty that you will hit a plateau on your journey. Sometimes the plateaus last for months. Sometimes they last for years. The big question is whether or not you'll continue to go to the gym, whether you'll continue to hammer away and be there to catch the wave. Most people won't. So as I sat here thinking about this yesterday, it was a few minutes after 6 a.m., and we lost another hour of sunlight, right, a few days back.
Right.
Which is another way of me trying to say I wasn't really keen yesterday on going to the gym, even though I know it's imperative to do so, right, for my mental and physical health. So I've taken a week plus now away from the weights, which I start back with today. I know when I go in there, there aren't going to be any monumental jumps waiting for me like when I was 16. Nothing where I surprise myself, right? The aches and pains will probably still be there. It feels like I add a new one of those every year.
Right.
But I persist. We persist because there really is no other option. What are you or I going to do? Are you going to sit back in your chair, surf the internet, and watch TV? You know, that's a one-way road to depression, disease, and being stressed out, right? And you'll get there in the fast lane. So I persist. It helps to have my significant other by my side. Jen, as I was thinking about this yesterday, Jen's already in her workout clothes there. She's waiting on me to go do our cardio. A training partner makes so much difference. If you need help getting motivated, find someone who will hold you accountable. So, you see, it happens to the best of us, right? Me, the guy who lives for this stuff, the guy you tune in to listen to answer, you know, your questions every week, and now I make my living this way. I get in ruts too, but I persist because I know without the endorphins, the social interaction, and the sense that I can control at least one thing in this world makes me happier and healthier than I otherwise would be. So if you see yourself in this, especially at this time of year, stop thinking about it, go to the gym, and keep going. It really is the most powerful thing that you can do for your mental and physical well-being, because to do otherwise would put you in the category of most people, which is not somewhere you want to be.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you know what? I'm with you, man. I'm always being challenged, but I just can't imagine me not doing this anymore.
No, I mean, you know, we've all been there where circumstances have dictated I've been out of the gym for a week or more, and I am one miserable human being. Whatever your game is, so to speak, you can go to work, you can go to the office, you can work from home, you know, you can do all these, you can go to your PTO meetings and whatnot, but none of those are going to give you the endorphin release and, more importantly, the return on your investment that weight training will. And, you know, maybe a shameless plug, but the blueprint is the best way to get there, and 4.0 is the latest rendition of it. So do visit CoachRobRegis.com to check it out. It only happens once every three to five years. That a new one comes out.
Yeah. And so, this and buying this one gives you everything, right? I mean, it gives you everything. Two, three, meteoric.
It gives you every book in the Blueprint series plus a subscription to the Bulletin. And if you're investing in the Blueprint Army, you get 4.0 for free. Members of the Blueprint Army have been, if they haven't already, been or will be alerted by email that it's in their member portals waiting for them. So, yeah. Yep, enlist today or otherwise get your hands on it.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Rob, thanks for being with us today, and thanks for putting the show together and answering everybody's questions. And if you want to reach out to Rob, you can send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com, or you have an email over at CoachRobRegis.com that you give out, right? What is it?
Yeah, it's theblueprintarmy@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm sorry. Theblueprintarmy@gmail.com. You can send your questions directly to Rob there, and you don't have to worry about me relaying them on to him, which I have been remiss of doing from time to time. So check it out. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Chris Duffin, and we're going to talk about properly loaded human movement. Chris says that if you can learn how to move right, you can change your life. Rob, we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Carl.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Well, I have some disappointing news. Chris Duffin got the time wrong, so we're not going to have him on the show right now. We're going to have to reschedule this interview for a later date. Unfortunately, he couldn't do it right now. He was actually in his car driving. He thought that the call was later today. There's always some confusion potential for when we're talking to people on the West Coast, you know, depending on if they think that we're earlier or later on the East Coast, they kind of get things backwards a little bit. So we'll get him rescheduled. I just want to remind everybody one thing real quick. I did a blog post Sunday that the use of glyphosate and other weed killers that are very, very popular in food crops today, like dicamba and 2,4-D, and now the Enlist Duo, which is a combination of 2,4-D and glyphosate, Roundup. They are antimicrobials, and they may be causing... We constantly hear about produce recalls because of salmonella and E. coli. And as a result of this, a group, I want to say in Australia or New Zealand, and it's in my blog if you want to go look at it, they looked at the effects of microbes that find their way onto plants and whether or not they become resistant, stronger, as a result of being exposed to these weed killers, which are antimicrobials, which antimicrobials and antibiotics are the same thing. It's just strength and dose that makes them different. And what they discovered was, yes, E. coli and salmonella get stronger when exposed to low levels of glyphosate and Enlist Duo, which includes 2,4-D, as well as dicamba. So we constantly hear these stories about Dole having to recall spinach because of salmonella contamination, and now Chipotle has a problem with some E. coli, and what we automatically think of is, oh, some animal feces got on this stuff. They didn't wash it off. No, it may not be that at all. These produce packaging facilities have ways of trying to wash and neutralize these pathogens. But the neutralization phase may not be working any longer because these pathogens may actually be getting stronger as a result of their exposure to these weed killers. And this is, in my opinion, why we're seeing more and more recalls of produce because of salmonella and E. coli contamination. The methods that they used in the past that used to work don't work anymore because these strains of E. coli and salmonella are actually getting stronger because of their exposure to glyphosate, Roundup, Enlist Duo, which is glyphosate and 2,4-D now, and dicamba. So it's a really interesting blog. It has lots of research in it cited, and it's worth passing around because we need to start to understand to a better degree what the total impact of these chemicals are on human beings. It's not just about toxicity now. It also could be antibiotic resistance. If it's doing this to these microbes in the field, what happens when you consume large amounts of or you're exposed to large amounts of glyphosate, Roundup, for instance, on a long-term basis? Day after day, you're eating vegetables that are conventionally grown. You're eating bread products, which if you're not eating organic bread products, you can pretty much guarantee that there's Roundup in them because of the way they harvest grain now. They actually use Roundup in the harvesting process now to synchronize the crop. So when you start thinking about humans who are consuming large, continuous amounts of these well-known antimicrobial, antibacterial, antibiotic agents, it may not be the antibiotics in beef and chicken that are causing antibiotics, antibiotic resistance. It could very well be the weed killers on our food crops. No one's talking about this. So if you check out my blog from Sunday, I think it'll give you an interesting twist on this, as well as how this could play into the whole obesity epidemic as well. Check that out. We will get Chris Duffin booked back on the show. And I guess we're just going to have to pull the plug on it today. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.